This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com. We are standing outside the Holiday Inn in Janesville, Wisconsin, just off the interstate. This is I-39 here. Interestingly enough, it's a toll road all the way from Chicago to up here. So this is, of course, highway funding that was paid for with by the federal government, but now people are paying again to use the roads. But that's just a side note. Now, behind me, you see the sign says Janesville Conference Center, and that's where Donald Trump will be speaking tomorrow at 4 p.m. Now, earlier today, in the lobby here at the Holiday Inn Express, there was a protest stage with about 70 protesters blocking the entryway into the Holiday Inn. They actually had officers even stationed in front of it to keep people from going in, joining more protesters joining the area. And then about six of them locked arms using tubes and these handcuff devices and would not leave. They staged a sit-in protest inside the lobby. Eventually, all six were arrested. There was four women, two men, all from the Madison area. And Kit Daniels, you were telling me it was about 10 p.m. that they were arrested. So the protest kicked off around 7, lasted between 30 minutes and an hour, and then they made those arrests. So at this time, there's definitely going to be more interesting action going on tomorrow. I talked to a female police officer just a bit ago, and she said, you better get some sleep because they're going to get here early. They expect people arriving as early as like 5 a.m. So it should be very interesting. Kit, what are your thoughts so far? Come on in here. What are your thoughts so far about what's been going on?
When I called the police department earlier, they told me, I asked them, is this unprecedented for all these kind of protests to happen? And he's like, oh, we're kind of used to it. And I remember earlier reading a newspaper article from the past month about a local pet shop here that was selling dogs that end up dying of parvo like a week or two later. And they had a similar protest like the one we saw here at the hotel. And then, like, we saw the state satanic protests going on, like, the Madison, in the state capitol the past couple of years.
The Hail Satan protests.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then we had Scott Walker. Last time I was in Wisconsin was about 5 years ago, and Scott Walker had that big deal with the teacher union. So you had massive protests there. To put it all in context, Wisconsin's a very volatile state when it comes to protests, so expect to see a lot of action tomorrow.
And as we discussed earlier, Roger Stone mentioned on the show today that this is Ted Cruz's last gasp, essentially. If he doesn't make it here, he might as well drop out of the race. We know Kasich's not going to drop out. He's basically there to the end. But with this, you know, new Ted Cruz sex scandal looming, who knows what's going to happen. And also, something that we debunked today was there was a Craigslist ad that was saying, you know, we're going to pay Bernie Sanders campaign is going to pay people $15 an hour for a four-hour block to come and protest tomorrow. And then they listed an address where you could go and meet up. Well, that address happened to be the local wastewater plant. So either, you know, somebody's doing ultra wizard trolling as what's been going on, or it's just, you know, people making fun. But there's no, at this point, I don't think there's any truth to Bernie Sanders paying protesters to be here. But we'll find out tomorrow. We'll be asking the protesters questions. We have a lot of things that we want to know, why they're here, what they're doing it before, who's backing them, and other such, you know, instances of what's going on.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of demonization going on to try to push the Bernie Sanders people away from Trump supporters and kind of get them to fight each other. Because as long as the two populist candidates are fighting each other, you know, the establishment wins. So we're seeing a lot of that, and then and also want to point out that last time I was in Ferguson, like 2 years ago, during the protest, we start seeing Asian provocateurs come out of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Now, Ferguson was a lot farther away from Chicago than what we are now. I think we're about, 100 miles or so?
Yeah, but it took us about an hour and 45 minutes to get here.
Yeah. So I expect to see the Asian provocateurs, Black Lives Matter.
All right, folks. And so forth. There are a bunch of these special reports up on InfoWars.com. We're also tweeting them out. I'm going to come back and launch a full transmission, but our reporters are in Wisconsin. the scene of where we're reportedly going to have bikers and the Trump people and the police and all the socialists and everybody else in a clash. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are accelerating towards what the social engineers believe is a singularity. Basically, godlike, omnipresent knowledge. I personally don't think that we'll ever reach a true singularity. But there will be many singularity-like events that are lesser forms of what is predicted. There will be massive events where you see a information singularity where basically almost all news and all information is made obsolete when it comes to who is actually codifying it and codifying it. Now, exactly what that's going to look like, I'm not sure, but here's an example of it today. Newspapers gobble each other up to survive digital apocalypse, Bloomberg News. There's a lot of reasons this is happening. It's not just the digital age. It's these newspapers take central information and duplicate it locally and then toe party lines. And so the public knows there's no reason to go get that newspaper because there's nothing compelling or real in it. It's all management groups trying to control public opinion while denying they're doing it. The only newspapers that have done well and continued on have gone into multimedia, have gotten involved in community events, and have given the public real value when it comes to information that actually helps them instead of delivering them into the hands of more corruption. Now, it's interesting we have this article out of Bloomberg today because there's one in the Telegraph, and there is another that has come out in major German newspapers. There's a boil down in Zero Hedge on it. And here are the headlines. China newspaper editor resigns over media control. The public resignation comes amid louder calls from, quote, authorities for media to toe the Communist Party line. Here's another one. Top German journalist admits mainstream media is completely fake. We all lie for the CIA. Now, in Germany, more than anywhere in the world, the newspapers take direct orders from NATO, from Interpol, from the CIA, from the Pentagon. Germany was never free after World War II. Germany never got its sovereignty back. They merged East and West Germany as part of a consolidation deal. I personally, in the 80s, watched things like the government take East German defectors over, train them as journalists, and send them back to set up newspapers and engage in propaganda against the Russians and East Germany, which absolutely deserved it. I'm not saying that that was a bad thing. The point is now they have become the communist socialist system they claimed that they were fighting. And they push Soviet-style propaganda, Stasi, East German-style propaganda on us. And you need to know, German newspapers are the most controlled in the world in a, quote, somewhat free country. Sure, communist China's worse, North Korea's worse. But when you get down to absolute manifest bull, it's the German newspapers. And he goes over the whole deal, and it's got a bunch of other mainstream news reporters in the U.S. saying the same thing. But this is how it works. It came out the L.A. Times editor was a CIA agent and was ordered to discredit Gary Webb and his Dark Alliance articles for the San Jose Mercury Bee that he was winning awards for and was set to win the Pulitzer Prize for. Then when he wrote a book vindicating himself, before it published, they shot him twice in the head. They killed him better than a hammer. And our media is not as controlled as it used to be because major actors and other people that had the will went and financed Kill the Messenger that told the truth. And that movie is like a documentary. It really freaked me out because it was so accurate. Who's that actor that plays the... He's the last Bourne movie character. He's the Hurt Locker actor. He's a great actor. Point is, he financed that movie. On the other hand, you got Robert De Niro. Now your mic's distorted, sorry.
She was saying Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, Jeremy Renner, thanks. On the other hand, you got Robert De Niro, who cozies up and puts out the CIA-styled movie, The Good Shepherd, that's actually a pretty accurate and true story about Skull and Bones, the CIA, Yale, you name it. And from what I've heard, Robert De Niro's a pretty good guy overall, but kind of a classical liberal. And so he was going to put out the movie Vaxxed and give it a bunch of attention at his Tribeca Film Festival. And for the first time ever, he selected a film he wanted to be seen. And the media came in and bullied him and said, how dare you put a film out with the discredited, you know, doctor who's the director, Andrew Wakefield. And he backed off and said, okay, I won't show it. So that's just an example. Wakefield, by the way, has been vindicated that his study was real. The government had done two secret studies previous with the same findings. They already knew it was causing gut flora problems and toxicity in the intestines and basically poisonous bruise growing with yeasts and other compounds in the guts that were basically toxifying and poisoning the brain. That's one problem that's causing the huge surge in autism, especially in boys, because their blood-brain barrier isn't as thick as girls. That's well known. And more evidence mounts, more evidence intensifies, but they ran that hoax saying Wakefield was discredited. And then Wakefield wanted me to be involved in Vaxxed. He wanted to shoot it and produce a lot of it here. We let him shoot some of it here. But I'm so busy, I saw it as a distraction. I said, listen, I'm not going your Hollywood route. It's going to get censored. And I don't want to mess with Hollywood. They're a bunch of cowards. I've already been down this road. And so I guess he's not mad at me. I mean, I let him use the studio some, but I said, I got a daily news show to do. I got a radio show to do. I got a small crew. We're not a production house. But his film's out. I mean, it's pretty good. Hasn't been seen by the public yet. I've seen it. And it's powerful. And De Niro saw it. He's got an autistic son, of course. And he wanted to do good, but he's just too controlled, too bully. But at the end of the day, it's good news that it's been banned now, because that will make more people want to see it. And then if Wakefield would just take that and promote it that way as an underground suppressed thing, it would be huge. But instead, the mindset is just keep going and groveling to Hollywood. Truth is, nobody really cares that much about Robert De Niro and Jenny McCarthy and people outside of their acting. When actors go out and do their own little thing on their own, it doesn't go anywhere. It's a dead end. The system's controlled. You have to go out in the wilderness of media and create your own films and your own systems and put them out for free if you want to have 100 million people watch your film. I have produced a film that was watched over 100 million times on YouTube and Google alone. Loose Change. I have produced other films that have been seen over 200 million times. One of them, 80 million. I know what I'm doing. But everybody else, oh, just absolutely knows exactly how to do it. You're wasting your time with Hollywood. You have to wag the dog. You have to put out the ideas and the culture that then get imitated by Hollywood, not the other way around. You don't change Hollywood by going to Hollywood. It's boring. Being around famous actors is boring. Oh, man, I thought it was cool maybe 15 years ago. Thank God. And I mean limited level thought it was cool. Thank God I've been able to have experiences where I know that it is worthless, pointless, mindless, stupid, fake, not real. I want reality. I want access to high-tech advancements and life extension. I want the advancements that are already here being suppressed. I want it for myself and my family and for you and for everybody else now. I don't pick up a People magazine and, oh, look at the stars. Those people are miserable. The only happy folks in Hollywood don't live in Hollywood. They live in upstate New York or Austin, Texas, or, you know, the middle of Canada. And everyone just grovels to be on mainstream media and grovels to be a newspaper writer. Big deal. And then your editor is a MI6 or CIA or big foundation operative who just sits there lying to the public and having you twist disinfo and spew bull. And I've got a stack of news today. Today. Where all these reporters are coming out and saying, this is pointless, this is mindless. We're being told to lie to the public about fluoride and about currency devaluation and about war and about everything else. We're going to go to break and come back. But later in the broadcast, at 12:30, I'm going to get into media control and break it down. But here's the globalist big problem. They always intended to get the media to lie, discredit it in the end, implode it, consolidate it, and then make brainwashing more in entertainment than it is in news. They kind of want to end news as it's known. The problem is all these displaced reporters and people that know the inside baseball, once they lose their jobs, they're going to turn against you.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By the way, I should tell you who's coming on in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. Kent Terry, brother Brian Terry, who was killed by a gun involved in Fast and Furious. I followed the case, but talking to this private investigator, former Marine Corps officer, who is working with the family, I have the notes and things that were hidden in Terry's boots. The feds went in and tore through the Border Patrol agent's house, taking all his electronics and notes, but not before some of it leaked out to the family. He had told the family that he was onto something big and was worried they'd come after him. And then, of course, he got killed. And, folks, he didn't just, the evidence points towards, just didn't get killed by some drug dealer. Been a lot of deaths involved covering up Fast and Furious and the false flag that was meant to be blamed on the Second Amendment. In fact, for the interview, you guys please print me the CBS News article. And of course, they got rid of that reporter for it, where they found the memos where the ATF was telling its low-level agents, stop complaining. This is fully authorized from the White House. We're going to blame the Second Amendment. That's the reason we're doing it. That's who these people are. In fact, it's in the news today that Hillary aborted multiple children and only had Chelsea as a pawn for campaigns. She doesn't even have any maternal instincts. I know some witches that do. She is a true psychopath. There's a big article out today with a psychiatrist doing an analysis of her. She is a true psychopath, folks. Hardcore. Hardcore. God help us. God help us. To keep one child and to check and make sure it's a girl and cap the boys. And they say in the news, she's a true feminist. Kill the boys. As if a woman wants to kill her sons. The bond between a mother and a son is probably even stronger than a mother and a daughter. The evil of coming between men and women and their relationships, husband and wife, father and son, father and daughter, mother and daughter, mother and son. It's a human family, and this system attacks it openly. Are they not pure death? Every single one of us has mortal enemies in these guilds of psychopaths. But they've turned so much of the public into arrested development, slacker, entitled, hateful, envious, lazy people. Begging to be euthanized. You got a problem, though. There's a large contingent of humans across this globe that have the spark of liberty in their hearts and the animating contest of liberty. We will never submit to your evil. And as you come nakedly out against humanity, that is the beginning of the rise. The rise of the human spirit and the return of man. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I'm going to get into Sympathy for the Devil. Oh, Rolling Stones Cuba concert, a business deal with the Castros that they all tried to cover up. Because what communist dictator doesn't want a bigger yacht? Like North Korea, Kim Jong-un's bought himself some new yachts and things, but he's told the citizens prepare to starve to death, maybe by the millions. That's communism for you. Just ask any of these slack-jawed 56% of college students who want Bernie Sanders and socialism. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing in pain. Because you're so dumb, I'll never be able to reach you. And I understand you're invincibly ignorant. You got that bug-eyed look thinking you're real smart. Nothing more pathetic than some pile of horse manure that thinks they're smart. You're dead already. I don't hate you. I see you as an army of lemmings or like cattle stampeding, a danger. You're sad. We're going to get into feds to find schools, because we got local government, don't we? Feds to find schools for not following Michelle Obama's lunch rules. The feds don't have the jurisdiction, don't have the power, but they make it about, she says, getting used to dictatorship. She says what you eat, and they make it worse than prison food to train you to eat it. Full of additives, full of chemicals, full of aspartame. It's all about low calories, though, to make sure you have a shriveled brain. We're going to be getting to that. Told you this months ago because it's a fact, and you know it's true. FBI cracks iPhone, drops case against Apple. That's a Mikhail Phelan article, Infowars.com. Boy, Mikhail is hooked in and always is breaking the news there. We're going to get into that and a lot more. We're going to get into the latest Trump news. Our reporters are on the ground in Wisconsin, and all Hades has already broke loose there. We're going to tell you about that straight ahead in detail on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. They tell you there's 1,000 different ideas and philosophies out there, and that's not true. There's tyranny and conquest, and there's liberty and freedom. There's two different systems, and that's it. Anarchy on one end, total tyranny on the other.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You got it. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, let me move quickly here because I got a bunch of incredible clips, a ton of election news, you name it.
We see the earth now.
Leftist protesters arrested pre-Trump rally, trying to take over a hotel. Stop him speaking there. Obama lecturing the media on how to do their business on Morning Joe. Well, he hangs out with communist dictators. I mean, he supports people being grabbed off the street and arrested for free speech. Hillary Clinton campaigns about super PACs and big money. When you can look it up, she's got more than the Democrats and the Republicans combined. She's gotten the lion's share of the money in the 2016 campaign. Just type in Hillary, biggest recipient of super PAC money, biggest recipient of Wall Street money. And so she gets up there and says that she is against it, and it's terrible, and it's horrible, and that the big money's against her. This is the inversion of reality. We're going to play that clip. Ted Cruz, quote, those sinful Trump supporters will join our campaign when we steal it at the convention. Clinton supports illegal immigrants getting Obamacare. Remember we said that was in the bill? The way the law was written, and people said, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, now Congress is announcing it. It's all being announced. Because after all, I mean, America's greedy and evil. We should pay for any illegal aliens' health care, not just for them to have a baby, of course. So now there is sick tourism where people get a visa as a tourist. They come here and everything's free. We're collapsing. But if your big mega banks that loan the country the money out of nowhere and you're going to end up owning everything, well, you're going to get people in debt, aren't you? It's like those payday 300% interest loans are more than happy to give poor people loans on their paychecks so they can go buy lottery tickets. It's like watching that video and those photos of Easter with the Pez dispenser factory, and they had a Pez event. They promoted on Twitter and Facebook, and 1,000 people or so showed up, and they're supposed to have little kids run out and get the little Pez dispensers, but instead the people rioted and ran over the little kids and trampled women for the Pez. As long as it's empty and fantasy and some corn syrup or a worthless lottery ticket or a worthless Bernie Sanders or a worthless Hillary or a worthless Obama or a worthless just empty lie, people love it. They like fantasy land. They like to believe for 5 minutes they're going to become rich and powerful, or they got something free, or they beat somebody. I got the Pez dispenser. Austin, Rick Linklater made the famous film about slackers. And Austin is really a headquarters of it, but it's all over the country, where people go get degrees, they go get jobs, and then they pretend they're intellectuals. They get a job, and they pretend they're doing things at the job. They don't really want to have a job. They just want to pretend they have a job and then take selfies about their job. It's all where you make this little fake life, like dress up, like you're a 4-year-old girl dressing up as a princess or a 4-year-old boy dressing up as a cowboy, as the Lone Ranger. It's called Fantasyland. And in Fantasyland, you got a big portion of people that will believe anything they're told. That's the type of garbage we're talking about. And you could argue that, well, you're just believing in Trump, hoping he's better, hoping that he's something different. No, not really. The establishment is having a heart attack, a full seizure. They are gouging their eyeballs out, basically, with daggers. They're pulling their hair out, running around in circles, because they know he's never been beholden to them. He's been his own guy, and he knows we've got two-sided, unfair trade deals that are 101 meant to shut our industrial base down, and he says it's not fair, and he intends to do a few basic things. He may be dangerous, too. He's got them scared to death. But let me tell you, these people are bad news. These people are eugenicists. And the fact that they're scared of Donald Trump tells me that he's good, and regardless, he's making them steal the election in front of everybody that is unprecedented. He is making them come out and go, your vote never counted. Oh, no, we can change the rule however we want and ignore your popular vote. And Hillary's going, well, yeah, I did take the delegates early on from Sanders to make it look like I was winning, and now I'm actually winning because people are voting for me because they think he's a loser, though he just won 3 states over the weekend in the primary. And so now it's in the L.A. Times that Sanders is going and stealing the delegates now. Well, yeah, if they're undecided, if they can go to Hillary, why not go to him? And they're acting like he's stealing things now. I mean, you talk about spin machine, baby. This is it. So let's go over some of this economic news, and let's go over some of the political news here. Briefly, though, a lot of people ask me, and I'm going to do a joke video about this pretty soon. I see it in the comments on InfoWars. I see it on YouTube. I see it on my Facebook, where I was at my parents, and Buckley, my cousin, Anthony Uchardi, were over. He was over with his wife, and Anthony was over with his girlfriend. And you know, we're sitting there in the hot tub, and we do a Facebook mentions on Easter for about an hour. And people are like, I can't believe his energy. You know, he must be, you know, on drugs, cocaine, meth, whatever. And I sat there and I read that, and it let me realize how screwed up we are as a society, that the fact that I'm mad that they're openly announcing that they're stealing the popular vote and basically canceling the election, and that I'm mad that they're pushing vaccines that they know have cancer viruses in them, and they know that the cancer is communicable. That's even the New York Times now. And they're bringing in a world government where these elites are exempt, but want us to be under carbon taxes while Leonardo DiCaprio flies around on jumbo jets, private planes the size of jumbo jets. I mean, literal 747s, you name it. And it's so crazy. It's the new royalty. It's total discrimination. And I'm being lectured and I'm angry. And people go, that guy's got too much energy. I mean, I've had one cup of coffee today. I used to have three cups of coffee, one at about noon or one, and then one at about five. I was going to work late. Now, no more than two a day. Maybe. Usually I have tea instead. And it is because I'm upset. I'm involved. I'm taking action. I'm motivated. And if you were ever around executives at real companies or around, say, special forces troops or around anybody that's successful or a conductor that's into music, they're working 14 hours a day. They're obsessed with it. They love it. They have passion. I mean, I'll just tell you, Tim Kennedy's going to be doing some news reporting and stuff as a liaison, not as an employee, but as a contractor. He wants to work with us. I want him to work with us. And he's one of the more famous special forces guys in history, and most of what he's done secret. You know, the real exploits are pretty darn amazing. Let's say beyond somebody like Chris Kyle. And they're out doing shoots this whole week, getting up at 5 a.m. And I don't have to tell him anything to do. He just comes up with all these great ideas, and it's just off and going. They came and did four blood draws 2 weeks ago on him over a week and cannot believe there's no drugs in him. Guy doesn't even drink caffeine, doesn't drink beer. Bouncing off the walls in a focused way. That's what a souped-up, strong alpha male's like. That's what built civilization, folks. And that's the type of guy that leads special forces groups. That's who they are. And maybe they've been siphoned off and sometimes do some stuff that isn't good. The point is that there's a world of men and the world of people with energy, then there's the world of TV heads. And the average person is in a near-sleep trance and watches mainstream TV all day on record and is brain damaged. And they watch me up on air and they say, that guy's got to be on drugs. It's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. They mean illegal drugs. The truth is that I might be on one prescription a year for nasal spray or things like that. In my life, I tried hard drugs a few times in high school and college, you know, different things. I hated it all. Just, oh, this is horrible because I'm already high. I don't need it. The truth is I have been a drinker and have not drunk in my life for years and drink, you know, gotten drunk too much and, you know, been in control. But you know what? It's because I can't handle my energy at night. I need to stop thinking, and I've used sedatives. That's what alcohol is a depressant to take the edge off. It's the opposite. I don't need speed. I should have never gotten on coffee, and I'm phasing it out. Buckley's quit because it's just a drug. You get used to needing it. That's it. So, yeah, I'm on coffee. I'm on caffeine, small amount of it. That said now, let me get back to the news. What has supercharged me is Super Male Vitality, now Anthroplex, and the X2 Nation iodine and the good halogen, because it clears out and blocks the bad halogens that glom onto all your hormones and endocrine systems and basically, to dumb it down, clog it all up. And it's got known cold-pressed herbs down into an oil form, super concentrated. It's the dry form, and Anthroplex, but it's less money, but X1 as well. We try to give people, you know, the premium, and we give somebody that's also super good but at a lower price. They can go together as well. Quite frankly, I can't take Anthroplex and Supermel together. I take one or the other. Or I do get too aggressive. But it's just taking a personality that's already there and going to another level. So technically, you know, you're not allowed to call Mother Nature a drug. And you know what? I don't want to call it a drug. It's not drugs. It's Mother Nature. Just like raw milk is so much better for you than boiled, basically liquid cheese that clogs up your heart, pasteurized milk. Pasteurized milk is the counterfeit. It's what kills you in all the studies. What's banned? Natural, real milk, full of probiotics, full of all these cofactors, full of all these amazing things. We get raw milk. So I'm on Mother Nature raw milk. I'm on more and more raw food. I eat my meat almost rare most of the time. This is a hamburger, and boy, is burnt meat good. Not for you. And I'm on the products at InfoWarsLife.com. And that's what I'm on, and it's awesome. And it's fantastic, and you should go get some today and support the broadcast. Try Anthroplex. Try Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality. Get the X2. You may go through a detox in 2 to 4 weeks for a couple days or longer, and it won't feel too hot. I'll warn you now, because, man, stuff starts coming out. It binds to the bad halogens, the fluoride, the chlorine, the bromide, the bromine. It's the good halogen your glands are supposed to be absorbing. You don't have it. And, folks, I'm telling you, it's serious. So take it easy at first. It isn't a game. If you don't have iodine, you die. Most of it's bound and unabsorbable. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have free shipping when you sign up for auto ship at places like InfoWarsHealth.com for the longevity line of products. But for my products, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. You sign up there for auto ship and get 10% off already on the discounts on top of it. And if you get orders of $50 or more, free shipping on all orders. So there you go. You can combine both those together, free shipping and 10% off, and get a huge deal, obviously, at InfoWarsLife.com, or just take one of the deals and one of the specials. 10% off Deep Cleanse still going. 10% off Liver Shield still going. A bigger discount when you get the two together. InfoWarsLife.com, and it's changed my life. Do I look like a Beach Boy? No, but I've lost, well, technically I went from 280 down to about 230, but I gained probably 20 pounds of muscle and then lost however much fat. I mean, it's like 40, 50 pounds of fat. It's incredible. And the last bits are now coming off. With this same amount of exercise or less I was doing before, I was murdering myself 2 or 3 days a week swimming 2 miles. I'd get my wife out there, follow me, go out to the lake on a motorboat, across the lake and back at like 6 a.m. Quite frankly, sometimes I do it by myself with no boat following me when the lake was like, you know, totally still at like 6 in the morning, nobody out there. It's still not that safe. I'd wear an orange cap on my head. And I'd go jogging and lifting weights, and I just got bigger. My muscles got bigger. I didn't lose weight. Let me tell you, Anthroplex, Super Male Vitality, X2, game changers, InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm done talking about it, but there you go. I'm on Mother Nature. I'm on Mother Nature. I'm on Mother Nature. I'm on the genetics from my ancestors who didn't lay down, weren't cowards, who were trailblazers on every front, on both sides of my family. I guess that's what I'm on. I'm on genetics. I'm on will. I am on exercise. I am on Mother Nature. And I'm not perfect. But thank God I'm not a zombie shuffling around, hating to do anything. I love it. I love life. I love doing the laundry. I love cleaning the garage. But I don't do it as much because I got really important stuff to do. I have somebody else do it. But you know what? I enjoy planting a garden. I enjoy changing a tire. And you might as well just enjoy it, folks. And be more like people like Tim Kennedy. All right, let's continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get into the Trump news. Let's come back and play the clips. Trump aide charged with misdemeanor battery versus ex-Breitbart reporter. And you see it where she walks up, she might brush by, he might touch her, and so this is the new deal. Somebody touches you, they can claim you assaulted them. This is how much the system's coming after Trump. Meanwhile, anti-Trump activists have faced bikers, riot police at Trump rally, Kit Daniels on the road in Wisconsin, InfoWars.com. Read the article, see the videos. They're going to be covering this live today with live streams on InfoWars.com via Skype, live streams via YouTube, live screens via a bunch of other platforms like Facebook mentions. Oh, I forgot we got censored by YouTube with false complaints and had our live streaming taken away with the Arab TV stations trying to take us down for talking about their jihad. Sorry, so we can't do that on YouTube. They're after us, folks. Anti-Trump activists to face bikers, riot police at Trump rally. We're getting into that. Anti-Trump protesters arrested for occupying Janesville Holiday Inn. New national poll numbers show closest Democratic race in 2016 with Clinton and Sanders 49-43, Clinton leading. That's in totally cooked polls. Sanders was way ahead of her, but she stole so many elections, so many states publicly. People said, well, I want to bet on a winner. That's what I'm part of, is a fantasy land with these candidates. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders has a plan to hijack Hillary Clinton superdelegates. Hillary hijacked his in the early states and stole it. The media wouldn't report on it, but now that he's trying to fight back and go into the delegates and realizing that they really voted for her, but that there's just fraud, and they go to the superdelegates and say, follow the will of the people, they're calling it a fraud. You got to love brainwashing, man. It's hardcore. Good times over at the LA Times. I tell you, that is some super baloney machine right there. Hillary had several abortions, kept Chelsea for political appearances, Bill's former lover says. Isn't that just precious? She's a true, quote, Gloria Steinem, that means CIA feminist. Get rid of the boys and keep the girl for political purposes. It's like the dog. Remember the Clintons had, was it two dogs? That the day they were out of office, the next week both the dogs die in accidents. Just get rid of the dog. None of the staff even wanted the lab. None of the staff wanted the other dog. It was just the minute they were done, euthanize them. Yeah, liberal. Yeah, Benghazi. Yeah, Libya. Yeah, she came, she saw, he died. Slaughter those Christians. We'll be back with some key clips straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I got so many crazy clips here I want to get to. Look at CNN's burn it on Dem superdelegates. Ouch. That sounds like the system is rigged. Because the way the head of the Democratic Party is spinning it, well, yeah, your popular vote doesn't count. It's the activists or the delegates, they count, and we want to empower them, operatives they appoint. I mean, the way they spin this stuff is amazing. Is amazing. She did a better job than the Republican leader of the committee over the rules who got up and said, yeah, your vote doesn't count. You shouldn't even vote. Remember that 2 weeks ago? But this is our elected government. We elected them, right? No. They've stolen the government. They've hijacked it. Now they've been exposed. The spotlight's on them. And they're going, nothing to see here. Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Are we that stupid? Hillary complains about the super PACs when she's the number one person funded by them compared to everybody else. But right now, let's go to Obama lecturing the media on how to do their job from MSNBC. This is really rich. Here it is.
Is the hallmark of good journalism, false equivalency, all too often these days can be a fatal flaw. If I say that the world is round and someone else says it's flat, that's worth reporting. But you might also want to report on a bunch of scientific evidence that seems to support the notion that the world is round. A job well done is about more than just handing someone a microphone. It would be better served if billions of dollars in free media came with serious accountability. Especially when politicians do unworkable plans or make promises they can't keep. And there are reporters here who know they can't keep them.
So he's saying,
I know that's a shocking concept.
He said, you're a bunch of bad people because
the man lecturing the media on
he's sitting there lecturing the media, as Scarborough's saying, when the White House is one of the most deceptive and secretive in history. And the media is a bunch of attack dogs after anybody not supporting Obama. And he wants them to come out and attack people and say man-made climate change is a fact. When we have their internal emails admitting they know it's controlled by the sun and they're trying to hide the decline. And instead he has constant meetings daily when he's working and not on vacation with trendies from all these big movies and things like The Hangover to make him look cool to the trendy population of millennials that don't even watch the news, who do support him and Bernie Sanders and Hillary. I mean, it's like 75% or more support socialist or liberal causes, but it's not even socialist or liberal. Top 20 corporations going into Cuba to exploit the labor like slavery, and the Rolling Stones coming in to get paid millions of dollars to share the profit with the Castro brothers, is a scam, is slavery. China murdering Buddhists who are peaceful and taking their organs is wrong. I know in the fantasy land bubble of the universities where you're going to school to get a career that already doesn't exist, you've already been chumped, and they know you're going to want something free once you can't get a job when you get out in a couple of years, so they're preparing you to be a socialist army soldier, basically, to run around as a social justice warrior, to riot and demonstrate and henpeck until everyone sits there and submits to you. A bunch of entitled, lazy, soft, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I don't care what color they are, black, white, Asian, Hispanic. You go to any major university, the people looked like they've had lobotomies and like they can hardly walk, and they're looking at iPhones, stumbling around. And you talk to them, we do the man on the street interviews, they are just gone. They are gone. Gone, gone, gone. And it's the army of darkness, a brain-damaged zombie force, bred by television, now rising. And the government and the elites are going to use them like an army of piranhas to eat us to the bone. I mean, we are in trouble. These are the enemy soldiers. The zombie force. And don't laugh at them, because there's a bunch of them. The zombies are powerful.